That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada, too.
Give back our freedom.
That's what it's all about, folks. We're taking them back. You can ask all you want. You can line up by the thousands in Washington, D.C., and you can sing Give Peace a Chance. You can do anything that you want. But once you give away those freedoms, once you've lost your liberties, you just might have to fight to get them back. And that's why I say we're taking them back. We're going to have to take them back. Welcome to Unpolitically Correct Alternative News with some rhythm and blues occasionally. This is your host, Dave Von Kleist. And for those of you that joined us last night, all the newbies out there, thank you so much. I got a bunch of different emails. John, thank you so much. I got the audio files that you sent. Good deal. I appreciate that. And, this is a little bit different. I'm used to doing a three-hour broadcast, but this is a one-hour broadcast, so we're going to try to hit it as quickly as we possibly can. Of course, the main thing that everybody is worried about right now is where is this economy going to take us? And what do we do about it? I want to start right off by playing an audio clip from an interview that RTV did. Now, RTV is Russian television. Now, for whatever reason, the Russians out there are putting out the information a whole lot more accurately than the U.S. media. Check out this interview with Gerald Celente. Some of you have heard it, but it bears repeating. Listen to what Gerald Celente, who basically is head of Trends Research, one of the most respected trends forecasters on the planet, and here's what he has to say as to what's coming. Check this out.
We're going to see Great Depression numbers. And matter of fact, this is going to be worse than the Great Depression.
What are we going to see happening to the society, to people's day-to-day lives in terms of how they treat one another, how they behave, crime?
When I say it's going to be worse than the Great Depression, we call this the Greatest Depression. And by the way, to be using 1930s models to get us out of this is really stupid. Back then, when we first crashed, most people didn't own homes. There was no such thing as a home equity loan. And back then, people didn't have credit cards. The consumer wasn't $14 trillion in debt. We had a manufacturing base that built the world out of the Great Depression following World War II. We no longer have that. So now people are at the ends. They're stressed out. And they're, look, the...
I want to jump in there 1 second and also point out that in the Great Depression, we didn't have the mortgages that we have right now. We didn't have the credit card debt that we have right now. We didn't have a national debt that we have right now. And as Gerald Celente pointed out, we did have a manufacturing base, but since that time, it has been literally dismantled and shipped overseas. Also, people knew how to grow their own food. Many people don't today. Many doctors still worked in the backwoods, and there were country doctors that went from house to house. Not anymore. We continue.
Americans are the most depressed nation in the world already. They take more antidepressant drugs than anybody, plus the other kind of drugs that they're taking. You're going to see crime levels in America that are going to rival that of a third world country. Welcome Mexico City. You're going to start seeing people being kidnapped in this country like they do in other underdeveloping nations. So it's going to be very violent in America.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there. There's plenty more, and we have the entire interview posted at DaveVonKleist.com. If you just go to the news section, it's right there. It's entitled The Worst Economic Collapse Ever. Now, with this information, we have to know that the powers that be are expecting this type of behavior. Now, what would they do in preparation? They are going to drag their wagons into a circle? I think so. And I think also they are going to prepare the military and law enforcement to expect this type of behavior from the populace, because as Gerald Celente said, when people lose everything, they lose it all. And if you know what that means, coupled with the idea that he also mentioned that the United States is one of the greatest consumer of SSIR psychotropic drugs. What happens when those drugs are no longer available? What happens when people that are on Busbar, Ativan, Prozac, all of a sudden go off of those drugs? Well, there's a term for that. They used to call it going postal. And what's going to happen when all of these people all of a sudden start going postal? Well, this is what we're going to be talking a little bit about with our guest, Becky Akers. Becky Akers is a writer, and she has numerous posts at lourockwell.com. She's got her finger on the pulse of what's going on. She's been a guest on the other broadcast for several times, and she always has some light to shed on the subject. Welcome to Unpolitically Correct, Becky Akers. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on your new show.
Well, thank you, dear. Right off the bat, now you just heard Gerald Celente. Have you heard, I mean, I have to assume that you've heard him before. Have you heard this particular interview and those statements?
I had not heard that particular interview, but I have to say my grandparents went through the Depression mm-hmm. and nearly starved to death. And much of what he was saying really resonated with me because I heard stories like that while I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
My grandparents grew tomatoes. That was what they had. Meal after meal after meal, that was what kept them alive.
Wow.
So the idea that we're all going to be growing food again, I mean, it's a good one because it saved my grandparents' lives.
Well, absolutely, and this is something that we definitely encourage out there for folks to, by whatever means you can, if you can get a garden going or a greenhouse, absolutely. I mean, everybody's talking about it. It's in the news, and another big news story, again, we have posted at the Dave Von Kleist website, davevonkleist.com, is the worldwide food shortage, which is imminent. And they're saying that, oh, my gosh, what I don't even know what to start by adding this into to the mix here. They're saying 2009 looks to be a humanitarian disaster around much of the world. To understand the depth of the food catastrophe that faces the world this year, consider the graphic below. There's a graphic illustration here that depicts the countries by the U.S. Department of Agriculture value for their agricultural output as of 2006. And then when you look at the next graphic, you see what the drought has done to all of these food developing countries. And many of them are in extreme drought. And, I mean, that means lowered food production, in some cases as low as 60%. Now, when the food production drops off, you add that to the mix. Becky, what do you see coming? And we've discussed this. What do you see coming here in the United States, and what do we do to prepare for it?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I am no better at predicting the future than anybody else. But if we base current events, if we look at history and then base predictions about current events on what has usually happened in the past, I would say at this point the American empire is going to cease to exist soon. I can't give you an exact figure on that, whether it will be 5 years, 2 years, 10 years. I just don't see it surviving this. And that's good, because the American empire has sowed misery and wretchedness around the world. All you have to do is look at photos of Abu Ghraib to see what the American empire has inflicted on other nations unconstitutionally and without ever asking their permission. Can we invade your country and torture your people? Even if the country said, sure, go right ahead, we don't care. The feds have absolutely no constitutional authority to be regime changing or anything else overseas. So the fact that that empire will disappear is a welcome change. What will replace it? I don't know. We could have civil war, and I think that the way that civil war would work out would be the government against the people, and it will be those of us who want to live free against the government and possibly some of its allies in the media and corporations, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But those people don't know how to fight in the trenches.
Thing that really scares me mm-hmm. is that the mentality of what I call the corporate Borg. The corporate mm-hmm. Borg, of course, is the multinational, international corporations that
right.
all basically work together as one. To basically take over the economies of all the Western countries. And I think they've pretty much accomplished this. And I think that because of their greed and their lust for power, they're the type of they have the mentality that, well, if you're not going to play by my rules, I'm going to take my ball and go home. And if I'm going to go down, I'm going to take everybody and everything with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, I mean, do you see this the same type of mentality? Let's think about that, because that scenario is not a really pretty, a very pretty picture to paint. And as we go into this commercial break, I would like to get your feedback when we come back. Do you think that these monsters are willing to pull the plug on everything that is good, everything that is pure in this country, because there's a lot of goodness in this country. But it seems to me that they're willing to destroy it if they can't have their way. We're talking with Becky Akers about possibly what's coming, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Unpolitically Correct.
The FDA, the FTC, Big Pharma, and the established medical cartels subscribe to John D. Rockefeller's philosophy, competition is sin. This is precisely why laws are being passed and restrictions are being made to prevent your learning about and having access to herbs and spices. For thousands of years, mankind relied on herbs and spices to ward off and cure diseases, but they don't want you to know this. The people at North American Herb and Spice have been providing the best natural herb and spice products for years. The Power Hour carries the entire line of North American Herb and Spice products, but now it's up to you to learn as much as you can and to stock up now on them before their availability is restricted. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com to order your North American Herb and Spice products and ask for a catalog. Listeners to the Power Hour know the value of good health and the value of learning about and using the fine products from North American Herb and Spice. Call us at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Don't let Big Pharma, the FTC, the FDA, or anybody dictate what you can or can't do with your body. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Unpolitically Correct with your host, Dave Von Kleist. We're talking this hour. It's a little bit on the heavy side with Becky Akers, but we're trying to figure this whole thing out because we all have to be prepared financially. We have to be prepared physically, spiritually. I mean, you name it. We got to be ready. And if we don't see the train coming, then there's no way that you can get out of the way. And if there's no way to get out of the way, you want to brace yourself. I don't know, but I see something coming, and it ain't good. Now, before we went to the break, I was just asking Becky if she believes that the people we're dealing with that are so wrapped up, I mean, their main goal in life is to have money and power. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about people. They don't care about progress or prosperity or peace or anything. They want it all. Becky, my question is to you. Do you think that they are willing to sacrifice all of civilization if they can't have it their way?
I think that thought, they would never phrase the thought that way. They're simply, they'll look on it as survival. You know, and here's one example. You could cite basically every politician out there. But David Vitter, this last week, he's a senator from Louisiana. He is a guy who was caught in transgressions with a prostitute, several times, in fact, during his political career. You might think that alone would be so embarrassing, he would go away and we'd never hear from him again. But, of course, everyone knows about his diaper fetish. Okay, think about going onto the public stage with the entire nation knowing that about you. Wouldn't you either die, just actually fall down and have a heart attack from the humiliation, or kill yourself, or at least retire so that you never, ever had to face anyone again, knowing that they know this about you? But he doesn't. He is willing to sacrifice everything else in his life to hang on to the power and the money of being in the government. This last week, he was caught at an airport screaming because he didn't make his flight and throwing a temper tantrum. Like I said, again, rather than retire, this is what the guy does. I'm a senator. You have to let me on that flight. That kind of monumental ego, yes, they will sacrifice civilization. They don't care. They will sacrifice anything, including their own self-respect, their family, themselves. Everything gets sacrificed to the incredible lust for power.
Isn't there a name for somebody like that as a psycho?
Yeah, politician.
Okay, psychopath. I mean, there's got to be something in the DSM-4.
Yeah, a sociopath. This is the classic example and definition of a sociopath. It is somebody who cares nothing about anyone else, just his own personal gratification. And these sociopaths look on us as existing to fulfill their need for self-aggrandizement. You and I aren't really people to them. We're voters.
We're consumers. We're not voters, because they control the voting booth. You know it and I know it. We're consumers. All they want is from cradle to grave. They want to make sure that we're in a position where we can work, and we take that money and spend it and give it back to them.
Yes.
So basically, we are slaves.
And that, in turn, makes them feel important because they can boss us around. So in the grand scheme of things, for somebody like, you know, any of these senators who are carrying on about AIG, who voted to bail AIG out, by the way, these enormous, colossal hypocrites stand up there and they simply take their self-worth from being in control of us. We're not really people. We don't have rights. We are not created in God's image. We are just folks who need them. We couldn't live our lives if they weren't there helping us. And if they weren't helping out their corporate buddies at AIG, how would the world go on? And so that's our function to them. We're just cogs in the machine. Would they sacrifice us and everything else to keep that power going? Absolutely. They wouldn't even think twice about it.
Let me ask you, have you ever seen the movie? It's a two DVD disc set. And it's been shown on Link TV and Truth Network on television, on the satellite TV services. It's called The Corporation. Have you seen that film?
No, I have not.
I am telling you, it is so important that especially you, Becky, you would really enjoy this film.
Okay.
Because it spells out exactly what the history of the creation of corporations are, why they came into being, and they actually do a psychoanalysis of all of the different aspects of what corporations do and why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the psychoanalysis, these people are psychopathic killers.
Mm-hmm.
They are psychopathic killers by their own definitions. And I would highly suggest, listeners, if you haven't seen this film, if you don't have a copy of it, I guarantee you, I will make you a personal guarantee, if you buy this film and you don't agree that this is a very important film to have in your library, I'll buy it back from you, okay? I will. If you can call the call 877-817-9829 and make sure you tell them you heard it on Unpolitically Correct. Okay, make sure you tell them that. Call 877-817-9829. You can't do it right now, but do it tomorrow and order a copy of The Corporation. And I guarantee you, after you see this film, I think you'll understand why it's so important that everybody you know see that film. And I'll do the same thing with you, Becky. I'm going to see if I can get that copy to you.
Okay.
I'm serious. I would very much value your opinion on this.
Yeah, and I would like to know, I actually had thought a lot about corporate history and was trying to figure out when corporations first arose, was looking for a good story, mm-hmm. you know, that would give me the history of corporations, because there's been something very foul about them from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
What I was able to come up with told me basically corporations came into being because the state wanted to give certain friends an advantage over mm-hmm. other businessmen.
Exactly.
And, but I wasn't able to find out much more than that. So.
I think you're going to find this film is very, very in-depth on the history of how corporations came to be, how they form, why they form, what they do once they form, the whole nine yards. And I really think that if anybody would benefit, it would be you. And again, folks, get the copy of The Corporation. Call 877-817-9829 and be sure you tell them that you heard it on Unpolitically Correct. All right, now we move into I don't know if there's a solution phase of this. I mean, you know, the action phase. What would you suggest we do at this particular time? I mean, we're so far down the road. How do we avert an absolute catastrophe economically, as far as the community is concerned, the nation? What do you see this possible solution is?
Well, I think, first of all, it has to be a very personal solution. I think we should stop looking to politicians and expecting them to admit their errors, admit that they've really messed stuff up, and now they're going to undo it. Politicians never have the answers, and they are absolutely meeting, I believe it was Freud's definition of insanity, when something doesn't work, you just keep on trying it and expecting it to succeed.
Exactly, that, yeah.
So they are classically, at least by that definition, insane. To expect them to undo any of this, no. So I think what we have to do is prepare on a personal level for whatever may come down the pike. And that would mean knowing how to plant food, knowing that you can survive. I would even suggest things like, you know, going to cash transactions. I expect that a lot of black markets are going to spring up. Usually when a government controls an economy as thoroughly as this one is now, black markets are the people's answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to disabuse ourselves of any idea that government is good. We need to recognize it is utterly evil, and it is controlling us.
Well,
and
you know, there are some folks out there that are saying we're headed towards a revolution. They're even talking about it on Fox News on Glenn Beck. We got to take our bottom of the hour break, and hey, yeah, one way or the other, we got to take them down, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
For years, we've heard of charcoal as a purifier. Remember those cigarette commercials with the micronite filters with activated charcoal? How many products like water and air filters have we heard of over the years that use activated charcoal? And why is every emergency room in every hospital in the country equipped with activated charcoal? The reason is that charcoal is the one basic item that neutralizes and absorbs toxins, and it purifies almost everything. And it's made from all organic materials. Poison control centers often recommend activated charcoal to treat accidental poisonings, and for that reason, no home should be without charcoal in the medicine cabinet. The power Power Hour has the small 2.5-ounce canister for only $10, and the money-saving 18-ounce canister is only $18. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Doctors Calvin and Agatha Thrash have published a book called Charcoal, Startling Facts About the World's Most Powerful Clinical Absorbent, and it's available at the Power Hour for only $6.95. No home should be without charcoal and the information on how to use it. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. No home should be without activated charcoal.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Unpolitically Correct. Here's something to make you smile, maybe just a little bit.
We're off on the road to depression.
Where is it? It's just south of hell.
Where poverty and sickness are a way of life.
We've lost our inspiration. All we have left is strife.
Our economic ship has run aground. Like a nation that's gone bankrupt, we're depression bound.
You have the time to stand in line for a handout from the men who bring the rations.
We'll have the time to stand in line to get a handout from the men who bring the rations. Is that where we're heading? Welcome back to Unpolitically Correct. I'm your host, Dave Von Kleist. We're talking this hour with Becky Akers, and it's time to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to belly up, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the solution is going to be? Give us a call at 866-582-9933. Again, that's 866-582-9933. And by the way, for those of you that are trying to figure out how to listen on the shortwave dial, that we're broadcasting live on WBCQ 5.110 on the shortwave dial. So mark that down, 5.110, 5110 on the shortwave dial, WBCQ. All right. Now, Becky, what is the action item here? What can we do aside from go into a full-blown revolution? And that's what is being discussed openly on mainstream network television shows like Glenn Beck. What are we going to do aside from going into revolution?
Well, I don't know that I have any answers. And I also would say programs like Glenn Beck, anybody else, including me, making predictions, nobody sees into the future. Mm-hmm. A number of different scenarios could unfold. We could be taken over by a foreign power. The Chinese own so much of our debt. What if they call that debt?
Yeah.
There could be civil war, as I mentioned. It may be that something good actually happens. Maybe this latest snafu with AIG will start the ball rolling and people will say, you know, hold on a minute. These guys excoriating AIG executives are the same people who told us just 2 months ago that this was going to save the country. And mm-hmm. now look at how wrong they were. Why should I trust any politician? It may be that enough Americans finally wake up and say, they're not going to tape my calls anymore. They're not going to open my emails. I've had it. They're not going to torture people that have done nothing to us. That's it. No more government. That's it.
Well, you know, what's happening is I've overheard several conversations by people that you wouldn't consider to be, quote-unquote, aware of a lot of the things that
right.
we're aware of. You know, I mean,
right.
we're talking like in the coffee shop, and I'm just sitting here having breakfast, and I overhear a conversation. I heard one guy saying, hey, look, you know, the Federal Reserve is printing all this money, and they're just handing it over to the banks. I mean, they're just printing money and giving it to the banks. Why don't they just print the money and pay for government? We wouldn't have to pay income tax, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
What kind of situation, you know, I mean, that's starting to make way too much sense.
Yeah,
I mean,
let them put their
bankers,
money where the mouth is.
No kidding. I mean, these bankers are running away with your grandchild's college education fund.
Yeah.
That's basically what it boils down to. So why, instead of giving the money to the bankers, why don't we just print the money, use that to pay for government, let the people keep their money, no more IRS, no more income tax. You want to give have a stimulus package. All of a sudden, the people have 35 to 40% of their more of their expendable income. People will be out there buying all kinds of stuff.
This is a very good point, and as I said, nobody can predict the future, so while we're spinning all kinds of doomsday scenarios, it's also possible this will wake people up. I mean, if you look back at colonial times, Americans then thought that things were coming to an end, and they were very frightened. And yet, look what happened. After a revolution, they achieved one of the freest times in the history of the world,
mm-hmm.
one of the freest nations ever. Now, unfortunately, it didn't last very long. But the same thing may happen. This may finally wake up Americans. I don't think it will. I'm saying it could happen, but I always look at Waco. And I think an entire nation sat and watched the government incinerate families that had done nothing.
No kidding. And you know what was really amazing is when they had the news cameras, they were talking to some of the locals there, and they were asking the people, what do you think about this? And there was one woman that says, well, they got what was coming to them. And she was wearing a T-shirt that mm-hmm. said, what would Jesus do?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, talk about hypocrisy. We got some phone callers in there. You feel like fielding
Absolutely.
A couple quick calls? Because I want to hear what they think is going to happen,
Absolutely.
What they think we need to do. Dan in Illinois, welcome to Unpolitically Correct. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, you know, it was a perfect introduction to this. You know, all these stimulus that's been going on and all this bailing out, and all of a sudden all these percentage of ownerships of all are being transferred to the government, correct?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we've got all these bonds that China owns. Now, if we default on the currency or the bonds or whatever you want to call it, what is the United States going to give in exchange for the bonds? What about if China is going to take over the banks? What if China is going to take over AIG? If we're going to have percentages of General Motors, what if China is going to own General Motors now? What about if all these assets that the so-called Nash is going to become Chinese-owned?
Mm-hmm. That's another possible scenario.
What about our national parks? I mean, have they been signed over? I don't know. I mean, all of the assets of the United States, are they part of the collateral for these loans? What kind of collateral did we provide? Because China's not just going to lend us on the good faith and credit. I mean, that's laughable.
And get this, we are antagonizing our largest debtor by spying on their shipping. I mean, is that the way you treat somebody you owe most of your debt to?
No kidding.
What I'm saying is the timing. We've never did this type of stimulus and bailing out in the past. I mean, the closest thing was Chrysler. But Chrysler was a loan in 1981. It was Lee Iacocca, and he paid it back in 2 months.
So you're suggesting that this was deliberate and almost a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, we're all saying that Obama is going to be a socialist, communist type of leader.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this go hand in hand by turning all our important assets over to a communist country?
You know, here's my only problem with the conspiracy theories, and I know there are many of them, about government, okay? Politicians are too greedy to plan as long range as conspiracies require. That's why I tend to think, and it's a brilliant point. I'm not trying to take away anything from your point, but I'm just saying, as a devil's advocate, I'm not sure Obama's smart enough and the others with him are smart enough and disciplined enough. Remember David Vitter? Disciplined enough to pull something like this off. I mean, when you're plotting and scheming that way, I mean, that takes years to come to fruition. And these people, you know, they'll just grab whatever power they can short term, and the heck with the consequences. So that's my only objection to it. Do I put it past them morally? Absolutely not. No.
Well, I don't think it's them. I think there's a handful of people, you know, like the central bank owners of the central banks from Europe, and a handful of people that pull all the strings that put Obama and Bush and all that kind of stuff. I think this is their plan because they know the American public is a reactionary puppet type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have an abuse of capitalism for the last 30 years, you know, the gross overreaction that it's going to be is the acceptance, the beaten down, in other words, a beaten down United States is no different than a beaten-down Russia before it became socialistic, beaten-down Germany before they welcomed the Fuhrer. They're beating us down with wars and economic tragedies to the point where, you know, everybody I think who's under 40 years old that doesn't have much of a future that they can see are going to welcome this idea that the government's just going to take over their lives.
Well, you know, it's called softening the target. I got to thank you for the call, Dan. You bring up some good points, and they say also that if you don't remember your history, those who forget their history are destined to repeat it. And every single economic collapse in the history of this country was contrived and deliberately set loose. You agree with that, Becky?
I'm not enough of an economic historian to say that. I don't put anything past politicians. It's very possible that's the case, but I have not investigated all the economic collapses that I can, you know, say, yes,
well,
I absolutely agree with that.
All right, well, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, and I think it's Marlene, or is it Maureen? One or the other. She's in Virginia. She's up next, and we're talking with Becky Akers this hour. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more from Unpolitically Correct.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829, that's 877-817-9829, and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Unpolitically Correct Alternative News with some rhythm and blues.
Won't back down.
This is Dave Von Kleist. We're talking this hour with Becky Akers. And by the way, you can read a lot of her very articulate writings at lourockwell.com. I would highly suggest you do so. Get your brain working on that. And by the way, any of you folks listening to this broadcast, if you're going to respond to any of the commercials that you're hearing, you know, for, you know, the Strauss Heart Drops or anything like that, if you're going to be calling, please make sure that you mention you heard it on Unpolitically Correct. We're trying to get an idea of what the response is from the listenership on this program. So when you're calling 877-817-9829, make sure you tell them, say, I heard it on Unpolitically Correct. Okay, so that would be a definite help to give us an idea of how many of you folks out there have got your ears on. All right, Becky, we were just talking to Dan, and we've got Maureen in Virginia who's holding on. So let's go ahead and bring her on, because this hour, I can't believe how quickly it's going by. Maureen, go, girl. Welcome to Unpolitically Correct.
It's wonderful to hear you so loose. I mean, this is really scary, but it's awesome, you know?
Why? I'm not loose on the other show?
Oh, you're loose, but you're even looser here. You know, you never know what's going to happen with you now.
Well, is that a good thing?
The third
one.
Show, is he so loose he just kind of falls apart?
Sometimes. Hey, I've got something happy for the people listening.
Okay.
There is no reason, absolutely no reason for us to be afraid of anything. God is still God. I went through Hurricane Hugo, and it was the most fun time of my life. I've got a website, Cities for Refuge, CitiesForRefuge.info. Check it out. God is setting up places for people to come right now because he knew this was going to happen. This didn't take him by surprise. He created the creatures that slither under the rocks.
That is a lovely idea, and it's one that was current during the American Revolution, interestingly enough. A lot of Tom Paine points out in Common Sense that the Almighty had allowed the discovery of America before the persecution and tyranny that was descending on England. And he even says, like, as though the Almighty had, I am paraphrasing, but as though the Almighty had created a refuge for us. So there's no reason not to think that that isn't happening again. And, of course, we all know, yes, God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows this is coming. He knows and has each of our individual destinies in the palm of his hand. And he promises us in his word that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose.
Well, can I invite you to my city of refuge? It's in Lynchburg, Virginia, or Bedford, Virginia. Come on, come buy some property here.
Thanks.
Hey, Maureen.
Yes.
I might even take you up on that one.
I would love that. I really would. I'm serious. I want to have a place for everybody from GCN. I don't care about, I mean, let Obama go and... Oh,
yes, he's irrelevant.
About it. Yeah, he's irrelevant. He can go sink in a tsunami for all I care.
Oh, you put it so nicely. I have some other folks that say, he can go and fill in the blank, you know. So I'm going to leave that one alone. Hey, Maureen, thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you, sweetheart. Okay, let's go to Dan in Illinois. Dan, this is a different Dan in Illinois. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the air with Becky Akers.
Hey, how you doing? Boy, I tell you something, you're giving that guy in the morning some competition, dude.
Okay.
You're going to get him off the airs. Then you know what? Another Waco. I heard you mention another Waco. You know, the reason why another Waco hasn't started yet, okay, is because they don't have all their little cell towers up, their mind control stuff, because by the time the next Waco happens, okay, they're going to be blipping people into oblivion, okay, and these towers... Now, I'm starting something. I'm going to go on my little mission in my area and find out just what the program is with these things. Another problem we got out there is HARP. This little mind control crap has got to go. Period.
Mm.
Period.
Okay.
But why would they need to control people's thoughts when the first Waco didn't arouse much protest at all?
Well, they're in the middle of nowhere, you know? They were nowhere, you know.
So you're saying if they did the same thing in New York City or Cleveland or Los Angeles, it would provoke a huge outrage?
Oh, well, no, they're just going to put everybody to sleep. You're just going to be acting docile. They can do anything they want to you with these things. I've been studying reef stuff since I've been a kid. I've been in natural healing and stuff like this. And you'd be shocked. You just take these frequencies, pop them through scanner wave them. They'll go through anything. A scanner wave will go through anything, and it moves at the speed of light. Then they got microwave on top of it. They can control people's brains. You know, when I was a kid, I used to pick up people, MHMIs, mentally ill handicap. And I got, numerous times, run around these guys with aluminum. I had one guy, had his whole room full of aluminum. It's like, what is, as I got older, I'm like, whoa. These people weren't crazy. They were government employees.
I'll tell you, I thought all they ever needed to control our minds was the public schools, and they do a dang fine job there.
That's just not enough for them. That's just not enough. You get people like us, apparently it didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't, and I'll tell you what, they've also got the media, and that didn't work either, so.
That's why we're redoing the televisions now. It's the same thing. I mean, this stuff is scary. This stuff is, when you got to take and do this to a population, you got to be sick. So, Rothschild's rocks, go crawl in your holes someplace.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they've got all their bunkers and their underground cities all set for when they start lobbing nukes all over the world and everything. And I can't help but think that this world might turn into a picture of like, the time machine. Remember, George Orwell's H.G. Wells' time machine, where the Morlocks took refuge and they evolved into a subhuman culture? Remember that, Becky? You remember that that book?
Oh, yeah, I remember that real well. I remember that. Becky, I'm sure you remember that, too. Yeah. Yeah, but you see, again, it says in the Bible, they're going to go in their holes. But you see, they're going to drown in them holes, okay? Don't stick your head out. Cause I'll
Morlocks of tomorrow.
There you go. Dave, you go, guy.
All right. Hey, Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate the kudos. And
later, my friend.
All right, guy. Thank you so much. Hey, Becky, all right, as we move in the closing minutes of the program here, of course, we want everybody to read your writings at lourockwell.com. But are you working on anything right now? Because, I mean, let's face it, there's so much gloom and doom, and the idea of this program, and albeit we sort of bridged, took away from that tonight because it was a pretty heavy topic, but we've got to be able to see the humorous side, the lighter side of this, and I really appreciate Maureen's take on this whole thing because, yeah, God is in control. What do you see good that's going to come out of this?
Well, I think that that's an important thing to keep in mind is human ingenuity. God did create us with good brains. People who are not in politics think. You just can't ever predict what is coming along out of human ingenuity and human goodness and the very natural human desire to profit. You know, one of the things that I'm always intrigued by is the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, the people in charge of checkpoints at airports, and how miserable they have made aviation. And you have all these government bureaucrats instructing screeners to feel up grandmothers and molest them and steal their pocketbooks and take away their mouthwash. And what do you have? You have people in private companies, and I'm not talking big multinational corporations that supply the TSA with its equipment. I'm talking now little mom-and-pop startup companies. Here, we have made travel kits for you in 3-ounce sizes so that you can decant your shampoo into that and get past the goons without a hassle. Here, we have made this other product that will enable you to skate through security. I mean, it's just, it's really heartening to see how the private market inspires us all to be better people and to look out for our neighbors when all we think we're doing is looking out for ourselves. So I think that the private market is very much the blessing of God. Government, naturally, being the province of Satan, has worked to pervert that market, and that's what we're seeing now.
Well, you know, we're flat out of time, and, you know, there are some folks that have seen the Zeitgeist film, the second one, they're called Zeitgeist Addendum, and there's something called the Venus Project that reflects maybe the great change, the great change of consciousness that this world is going to see. Maybe it will evolve into a world where there will be no prophets and no politicians or anything like that. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Becky Akers, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, folks. Hey, make sure you tell your friends about Unpolitically Correct. If you call the number, make sure you tell them that you heard it on Unpolitically Correct. This is Dave Von Kleist wishing you all well. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows.